Okay.
Okay. Yeah, Dan Knight tells me that he watched a videotape from that gentleman up in Canada, and some of the things that he was told was that the United States military, about 6 months ago, confronted either the president or confronted our government, whether it was Congress or who else, and they told them that they're no longer going along with these no-win wars and sending our troops into these foreign countries to fight, that their oath of office is not to this government or to the president or any of those offices, that the oath they take is to the Constitution. And they gave them an ultimatum that they're either going to return to constitutional law in this country under their own initiative, which is to take place right away, or else the military was going to step in and take over the country, whether there was blood shed or not, and restore this to a constitutional republic under the Constitution as being the governing law again. He said that the guy up in Canada told him there's 4 men, I think, or 5 men involved in this company, international, they sell all over the world. And they can't do any business in the United States because of the total fraud and corruption involved with the banks and our government. They couldn't get in to do any business in this country. And Dan said that he was told that on December the 9th, the United States Supreme Court is supposed to hear the real 13th Amendment, which was allegedly passed and then hidden from us, which prevented titles and nobility. He said that that made it all the way into the Supreme Court to be ruled on December 9th. He heard Robert Bork on another talk show, on a radio talk show here just in the last week, and he asked him what he's been doing for the last year or so. And he said he's been out there doing everything he can to return constitutional courts to our country. We don't have any, and he says that they want to get back to the constitutional law, and they want to get constitutional courts back in the land. And he said that Rehnquist is also in favor of supporting that. He wants to get back to constitutional courts. The banking holiday, he said by December 17th, he said the Federal Reserve will be out of business, will be completely gone. The 19th is supposed to be a banking holiday. We're going to come out with the brand new money backed by silver certificates, United States Treasury notes. There's only going to be 5 banks left, and they're all going to be called the Bank of the United States. All the other banks are all going under. They're all bankrupt. They don't have any money. And he said all this money that's been loaned out overseas, Congress hasn't got the authority to give away any of our assets or money, and that all of it that's out there is going to be demanded to be repaid and brought back into the country. What else is he said? The guy said it's a done deal, that this is all going to be in place before they announce it. And he said the military is not going along with nothing anymore to sell out our country. They're not having nothing to do with it. They're going to back the people, and they said they would renounce their oath of office if it has to. They're not going to allow our country to be turned over to these gangsters and this international crowd. They're investigating and putting judges in jail right now. They have got over 110 judges, we were told, that have already been either resigned or pulled from the bench. They've got several others under investigation. 4 that we know of have already been committed to psychiatric wards for evaluation because they're not trying to fight what the military is doing. He said the military will investigate any of these misprisons of felony under Title 18, Section 4. All you have to do is make out the complaint, and they will conduct a private investigation. And they are the ones that are cleaning the courts up. We're still under some partial martial law in this country and have been, and that's why the military is going to clean it up. We're going to have a bunch of people arrested here down the line. A lot of them are going to be changing places with people that are in the jails. Are going to be.
Yeah.
Internal Revenue Service is supposedly going to be a thing of the past. They're also going to be out of business because they're tied in with the Federal Reserve Bank. They're just the collection agency of those guys. That they're going to take a lot of these judges and Internal Revenue Service agents and the attorneys that have been prosecuting people, and they're going to prosecute them and put them in jail, and they're going to let everybody that's involved in the crime, that they've been charged with a crime by the Internal Revenue Service is in jail, is supposedly going to be released. They're going to be openly called nothing more than political prisoners, and they're going to get damages for 3 times the value of whatever they've lost through these illegal seizures and levies of property. And for those that have spent time in a jail, they're going to won't even have to sue, I guess. They'll just have to state the value of their claim, and the government's going to pay them back with real money for three times the value of what they've lost. So the guy said that's another one. It's a done deal. Congress is, and those people are meeting secretly to do all these things that need to be done to bring us back to a constitutional republic right now, and it'll be in place here by December 21st or 22nd. So he danced for the first time, said he sees some real light happening in the country, because we've heard of judges making good rulings out in Colorado and other places out west now where they've overturned these convictions. The Internal Revenue Service got on these 1099 returns saying that there's nothing wrong with what the people did. It was all within the law, and that the real criminals are the Internal Revenue Service and the prosecutors that prosecuted the people illegally and unlawfully. So they're going to have to return their farms to these people, and that the federal land bank, the Production Credit Association, and the Farmers Home Mortgage Companies, none of them are registered in any of the states, licensed or certified to conduct or do business in any of the states. They've been doing so fraudulently. It's illegal business practices. And they're going to have to return. If they don't return the land, they're going to have to pay back the farmers for the land they stole, three times the value of the original price of the land that the farmers had stolen from them by these criminals. So it looks like this whole thing is coming unraveled, and it shouldn't be too much longer here before we're going to be back to constitutional government, and the real criminals are going to be the guys with the, I guess, the judges and the attorneys and the Internal Revenue Service, and these crooked bankers are all going to be going to jail.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, they're going to get them for sedition, treason, and conspiracy.
Mm-hmm. And these are the reports you have are coming from a different section than the one that's on the other side of this tape.
Yep, and it must be good information, because it's coming in from all over.
That's right.
We're hearing more and more stories. It just confirms that's what's going on.
Well, that's true.
I know that judge in my case was told by my friend, the informer, that on the information he got, that Mr. Zatkoff is one of those judges that's under investigation for sedition and treason right now.
Mm-hmm. And we saw that New York judge was taken out.
Yep.
We've mentioned that. And so the people who get this tape are to read the paper that comes with it for immediate action.
Right.
And then, as the informer suggests, if you don't want to put your name on, just you can put any name on, and I guess your address, but they must hear from all 50 republics, all 50 states.
Yep.
So we'll just try to send it to as many as we can in the different states, and then just trust
tell
that
them to distribute it to other parties and people that they know in other states, surrounding states, and get something going here. And they've only got a couple weeks to do it, so
that's right. We have
done fast. Let's take our country back.
That's right.
Obviously, that Yahweh's opened up the door for us to take our land back.
That's right. That's right. So we praise the Father and thank Him for making this opening for us, and we'll do our part to get the information out. And
right.
Trust that each one will do likewise.
Yep.
So.
Man, this is exciting things. I haven't heard stuff like that. Man,
it's unbelievable.
What I heard there today.
That's right. Well, we could. I'm going to turn this off now.
On which one?
The fish company.
Oh, the Cosmos. Yeah.
Yeah.
I called them today.
Oh, you did.
Uh-huh. And there's a lot of things that are going on. He says in the 7th of January is when all this will come to the head, because on the 5th and 6th, although the minutes were written down that they would arrest them, they've already been notified of this.
I see.
And there will be no physical arrest on the 5th and 6th of December.
I see.
On the 7th, after I got done talking to him for about an hour, he asked me if I'd like to run for president.
Is that right? He said, sure.
The judicial system and everything.
Is that right?
Yeah.
My gosh.
He said that the reason why they want this out, the names won't be put in there, but when Germany asked them, and also France, asked them that where is their support? In other words, if they're speaking for the people, where is the proof that the people is what they're speaking for?
Mm-hmm.
And it said, of course, we had a red face because we couldn't produce any documented evidence of the American in the republics.
I see.
So so that's why they are asking for this.
Mm-hmm. For the cards, you mean, or letters to be sent in?
Right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Right.
He said that, you know, whatever they can get, as much as they can get.
I see.
In that short a period of time, and because it has to appear as... He says, don't worry about the zip. I asked him about that.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if we don't want to put the zip on there, we don't have to put the zip on there. It'll get there, because they have a full-time U.S. Marshal there collecting the mail.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
My gosh. It's just amazing, isn't it?
And they said that in 1890, in the government documents they had, that's when the United States sold out.
In 1890.
And the Federal Reserve existed in the mid-1800s
mm-hmm.
as a family, and it was just an organization, just like Uniform Commercial Codes, not incorporated, just an organization.
Mm-hmm.
And that after 1913,
mm-hmm.
they were incorporated in 1927.
I see. Isn't that amazing information?
Uh-huh.
And you really think this thing is breaking down then?
Yeah. From the way that they got it, he says the only thing we have to have is the support of the people.
I see.
And he says that no one is going to lose anything because they're wiping out all the federal loan programs and everything. They wanted to take it over and control it, and the government wouldn't let them.
I see.
So he says... all the farmers are going to have all their property back, and not one bank will be able to foreclose on that property. In fact, all people's houses will be debt-free.
Is that right?
He says simply because they have the gold, and the banks have paper.
And what about the taxes, like the property taxes?
He says all that will have to be worked out.
Mm-hmm.
He says, but if you own the property in Elodium,
mm-hmm.
you'll pay no property taxes.
Well, you shouldn't. That's right.
The corporate state
mm-hmm.
that has bought everything in, and those corporations that it created have to pay the property tax.
I see. Wow.
So he says they're trying their darndest to get it back to the Republic.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, everybody who will have to claim the money back, I asked him, well, what about all these people that has lost money and homes
mm-hmm.
and jobs and everything because of the IRS?
Right.
Well, that will be taken care of because it will have to be a claim form put in.
I see.
And just everybody who ain't going to be able to put a claim form because they will have all the IRS records as to what was taken from all the people.
I see. Uh-huh.
Couldn't say, oh, they took $50 million from me.
Mm-hmm.
They took $35,000.
Right. Uh-huh. Right.
It would have to be what is on, and they will have all the records from the IRS.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you have... supposedly 300,000 foreign troops in this country.
Yeah, he says the Somalia thing that they have
right.
is a build-up not to send the forces overseas, but to redo all the forces in this country for the takeover of the invasion of this country.
For the takeover of the... Now, tell me what you mean by that. The takeover of what? From the UN forces?
No, they want to have a planned invasion. Not this company, but the government wants to have a planned invasion and the buildup of the Somalian troops that are going to be sent overseas.
Right.
Is just a front
uh-huh.
for the building up of the rest of the guard in order to implement this right after the banks, because the Joint Chiefs of Staff had a meeting
mm-hmm.
and they just had it last week
mm-hmm.
and they had the meeting 6 months ago with the president.
Mm-hmm.
And the Navy Department says they will not, under any circumstances, unless Congress decrees it, leave this country and transport anybody over to a foreign country to defend it.
Is that right?
Yeah. That was 6 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And they just had a Joint Chiefs of Staff meeting, knowing that the banking collapse is coming,
mm-hmm.
what they're going to do as far as the military is concerned.
I see.
So he says they are really trying to nail them.
Mm-hmm.
And he said Perot is in the bunch with it, the same as Bogreitz.
And Bogreitz is too.
Yeah.
Ha. Isn't that... What about Jack McLam?
He didn't say anything about McLam.
What do you think about him?
I really don't know. I think he's on our side, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, so did I think Bogreitz was.
Yeah, well, I've heard a lot about it. I sent you information on him, didn't I?
On Bo?
Yeah.
That was the rumor thing?
Yeah, with the Campbell had put out.
Right.
Yeah.
Got that.
A lot of people have said, patriots have said, we've been suspicious of him for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe that that man could be that way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if he's working for the government, that's, you know.
Oh, but, I mean, the people trusted him?
Oh, sure. Now, you're talking about treason, you know. What's the way to bring out treason?
That's right. My gosh. That's it. That's really something.
Like he says in the Bible, you know, you won't know who your real friends are.
No, you're absolutely correct. Well, that's very, very interesting information. I was putting out a mailing on it, and I wanted to wait to hear if you had anything additional to, put together with it, so.
Yeah, well, I got a call from Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
and from Simon A. You know Simon A.?
Well, that's Bo's running mate. How does he figure in this?
He didn't know what was going on with rights. He really wasn't in tune with rights.
I see.
And he checked out the Sifuji.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that he said from Sifuji is he couldn't get the documentation. They wouldn't give him the backup documentation of what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
The man I talked to was in California. He says all the documentation is in Colorado.
I see.
With their home base.
Uh-huh. Now, that's, of course, for when they put us under the UN, right? Or the Constitution, I guess, wasn't that it?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, in other words, the address you have there is from Belleville, but Cosmos is in Colorado.
Uh-huh, right.
They are chartered, they're domiciled for the corporation that was in Nevada.
Uh-huh.
So that's where their incorporation papers are, in Nevada.
Mm-hmm. And yet they're a corporation, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. but the corporation was taken from them,
mm-hmm.
the government. They got it back.
I see.
They tried suing the government in the corporate structure, and they couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they know how corrupt the judicial system, and that's why they're going in, and they're trying to clean house in the judges.
Mm-hmm.
He says they do talk to old judges who know of the common law.
I see.
But he says all these judges are retired.
Uh-huh. Right.
There's not one judge in this country that understands the common law outside the retired judges.
Is that right? My gosh.
He said, so we know how corrupt it is.
Yeah. Well, now the people that have taken over the government, taken over the country,
right.
They're going to fight in some respect, aren't they?
Oh, sure. They're going to put up a good fight. That's why they're Bush and everything, they're really running scared.
Yeah.
Because they're not backing down.
No.
He says, we've got to have the people. He says, but you wouldn't believe how stupid people are.
I know it.
He says, and that's what really makes them sick.
Mm-hmm.
They complain about the government. They know they're getting screwed.
Mm-hmm.
They won't turn around and do anything because they're too high on the dole.
That's right. They bought them all off, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, there's some people that aren't that way, so.
But he said, even shocked them that John Glenn took the $2 million.
He took it, too. My gosh. Now, what was it, 122 congressmen now,
well,
they're to be...
They're going after more than that. They're going after about three-quarters of the House.
Really?
And they are directly working with Gonzalez, but you don't see Gonzalez saying any of this on TV or anywhere.
No, no.
He won't say it.
No.
He is definitely working with them.
Uh-huh. Well, we have felt that he's been good all along.
Right.
He's about the only good one in there, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it?
He says there's a few other ones in there,
mm-hmm.
he said, but, he says they're all told what to do.
Yeah. Now, did I understand it correctly? Each of those congressmen got $2 million?
Each, right.
No wonder they wouldn't do what was right.
Right.
That is some money, isn't there? Where'd that come from? Who paid them?
The banks, the families.
Yeah.
185 members of the family, and they've got the original charter for the Federal Reserve, in which the Federal Reserve stockholders have to absorb the losses, not the people, as they're led to believe.
Uh-huh. Right. Boy, that would make quite a book, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it would be real interesting.
That's certainly right, yeah. So the dates that you gave us last night are still dates to be to watch. Ralph, I spoke with Ralph today and told him about this, play back the information I had. Well, he was real excited about it. He said, we've got to get this out to the people. And so that's what I was doing, was making, you know, trying to send it out to the people, some of the people now. What was my question I was going to ask you about?
Peter Simpson. Of course, I gave it up to Ralph. I faxed it up to Jeff.
I see.
And I got it to Vegas. I got it to Arizona.
Uh-huh.
That went to, I put it up into Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got it into Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And
what about Alaska and Hawaii?
I haven't tried those yet.
No, I don't have anybody up there.
There that bought the book, but I don't have any fax number or nothing for them. And,
oh, I see.
I wouldn't know how to get in touch with them.
Yeah. Because apparently they have to hear from all the states, right? Or all the republics.
Yeah.
Well, those are two that I, you know, was thinking of.
Of course, Washington knows about this, and
mm-hmm.
Montana knows about this.
Right.
And I expect Idaho does now.
Right. Uh-huh.
But I haven't gotten down to Texas. I told the guy in Kentucky tonight, and I get that he's out in Arizona now, and I faxed the stuff to him tonight at the hotel that he's at.
Right.
So he's got it.
Uh-huh.
And I think Dennis has it in Illinois.
Oh, yes.
I told Phil Vanderwedge about it in Nebraska. I just talked to him tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He called me, and I told him about it.
Right.
I was going to get it down to a person in San Antonio, Texas. I'll have to call her.
I did send it to two people in Texas.
Oh, okay.
Two good people down there.
Okay.
So you just hope that that's why I'm going to put the cassette tape in.
Uh-huh.
And then I just wrote a little message on the other side of the Cosmos paper, and, you know, just that they know that it's important to get this out.
Right.
It's imperative, really.
And like he said today, you know, I asked him about why is he using the zip code, and he says, well, that's what people understand. He says, but you don't need to use the zip code because they definitely will get the mail because they're recognized as a republic now.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And you see, these because they put liens on all the banks,
right?
None of these foreign countries can borrow money from the United States because the banks are lien.
That's right, yeah.
Oh.
That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yet you don't see anything in the papers that would even suggest this. I mean, you see Clinton there. What about him?
He is put on notice to be indicted also because they found out he started back in 1970 to be gleaned for the job of president.
I see. Well, I guess that whole thing with Gordon Cole in there, he didn't do what was right either.
Nope.
They went to him and he didn't... No. In fact, one of the men here in town said, you know, that they had gone here. He was from that area. Was a friend of Cole's.
Yeah. And the fact that Clinton did this when he was in Congress.
So he's gone, too. So who's president?
Well, that's why he asked me. He says, do I know anybody that would be a president in the Patriot system?
Uh-huh.
I said, no, I don't want it.
Well, I bet Charles would take it.
Uh-huh.
He has a lot of capability. He's a strong man.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So I says, well, if you want someone for the judiciary, I says, well, I says, I might think about the judiciary.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's offered, you certainly have the capability. We have to take those jobs because if we don't do it, you know, then that's how the bums get in.
Right.
So that's right.
I have quite a few people that I have in my mind that would be good for, you know, to run the government.
Mm-hmm.
Really knows what's going on and not, you know, some way off the wall stuff.
No, that's right.
I mean, we deal in reality today. We don't deal in the Bible of yesterday.
That's the truth, right. You're right.
And if we can bring the reality back to the people, you can't bring the Bible back to the people. You got to bring reality back to the people first.
Well, the Bible wasn't meant for everybody anyway.
No.
And so they don't understand it to begin with.
Right.
But yet that's the law you're dealing with, isn't it? So,
you know, once you can get them back to the natural law, so
that's right.
Understand what natural law is.
Mm-hmm.
Now you say, well, hey, the Bible is natural law.
That's right. Isn't that funny how they questioned Thomas on that?
Right.
Do you remember him questioning him very closely? He'd looked at it at one time, but he wasn't involved in that now.
Right.
He sold out, too.
Uh-huh.
So, well, I'm wondering now how this will work out. What about the Supreme Court?
Oh, they're going after the Supreme Court. They've already notified them, too.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Huh, I wonder how that will affect Ralph's case in there now.
I don't know. All these courts, I'll tell you, they, and I told him that I called the, Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he knew the guy that I talked to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, this was an Army man. You spoke to a military man?
Yeah, Major Tribble.
Oh, I see.
Down in Washington.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to know, who do I file misprision of felony charges against state officials and state judges and federal judges?
Uh-huh.
And he says, go to a military post, go to the provost marshal, and lodge your misprision of felony complaint with them.
I see. Well, that's what Ralph heard on the tape that I played it for him today, so he had that pretty much ready.
Oh, okay.
And so he was going to go, I think he probably was on that phone right away, hey, get that thing going.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
You heard the tape that I taped, right?
With Homer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did I play the tape that I had with the conversation with the Joint Chiefs of Staff with them?
No.
Oh, okay, because that's what I thought. I had asked Homer if, I thought it was Homer I wanted to, no, maybe it was another guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I tape recorded it from them.
I see.
And I thought I had played it for Homer yesterday.
No, you didn't play that.
Oh, okay. I had told him about what I had done that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so. Right, I think that's what you had said.
Yeah, but that's what Tribble said.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it we're in a state of shock listening to this.
Yeah.
I mean,
we'll just have to wait and see how the cookie crumbles and how everything comes down during December.
That's right.
I mentioned to him about the 15th on the bank holiday, and he says that he's going to have to check into that because that's not in their planned schedule, because the planned schedule is the holiday is going to be on the 18th, which is a Friday, because the 19th is when the FDIC thing comes into effect.
I see.
And the FDIC is going to have a $578 billion shortfall because they only got $79 billion to pay for the $578. So they're going to have $499 billion that they can't make. And the problem is they can't take control of the bank's assets because of the liens on it. In order to take control, they got to pay the lien holders off. And guess who the lien holders are?
Yeah.
Cosmos Seafood Energy
Cosmos,
Company.
Isn't that something? That is amazing.
That's why they said this pretty well wrapped up, that we won't have any Federal Reserve after the first of the year.
My gosh. You know, if America goes down this way, the whole world's affected, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Do you know that they have Treasury notes based on the yen now?
Is that right?
Yeah, and he says if anybody buys those Treasury notes based on the yen, that shows you how stupid they are, because the yen is more powerful than the dollar, so therefore it's more powerful than the Treasury note.
Huh.
And that's why they're basing the yen now, because there is no United States money, because it's all locked up in lien.
It's all locked up in lien.
And it can't be borrowed.
No.
So the Japanese using the United States is using the Japanese yen as the criteria for their treasury notes.
Huh. Just amazing, isn't it?
I mean, it's really asinine when you really think of what's going on and how they're trying to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to put down Cosmos and all the people in order to have the masses realize that we got a bunch of radicals trying to take over the country, and that's an invasion.
Yeah, that's right.
And you get local jokel out there that won't believe anything but what the government spoon feeds them.
That's right. They don't like it. They know things wrong, as you say, but they still hang on to that government, don't they? Or their churches.
Yep.
My gosh, what are the churches going to think of this?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a little shocking to put them out in left field somewhere.
That's the truth, right.
And make them realize that they ain't what they're cracked up to be.
No, absolutely not. They led the people astray.
Uh-huh.
Well, all right then. I'll go ahead and put that out and get it going then.
Yeah, okay.
And who was the person that was going to call me?
Peter Simpson.
Oh, Peter Simpson. That name's so familiar.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know. He wrote a book or something, didn't he? He's active in the movement, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He was in one of the Midwest states, and then his son died.
Uh-huh.
They took his daughter, and they went after him, and that's why they had to leave the state.
I see. I know that name is familiar.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go up there tomorrow and get that information that you wanted. I should have that tomorrow, and I'll send that to you, that book, you know, on the Prohibition.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I'll get that for you.
Right, because I'll use that and try to draft that up into James's habeas that he's got.
Right.
And, all I just need is a procedure in that court. I've got the rules of the Supreme Court and the appeals court and all that.
Uh-huh.
I have worked and I have experience in there with directly on the mandamus,
mm-hmm.
so it shouldn't be too hard to figure out how to bring that in.
Okay.
I wanted to know what he did when they refused him in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
He got it back in the right place.
Right. Okay.
I know they have all, you can see the paper colors, yellow, purple.
Apparently that's true. They're very fussy on that.
Yeah.
But he had it in white. They returned it and... he spoke to somebody directly, too. I think he sent it back, but I'll find out just exactly how he did that.
Yeah.
So.
I had talked to him once.
Oh, I see.
That Charles.
Uh-huh, right.
And he was saying what he was doing on the Prohibition.
I see, uh-huh.
And he was saying that if he needed any help, he would give me a call.
Uh-huh. You know.
So he just give me a call.
Uh-huh. Right. You know, he mentioned Saturday something about running for a senator.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. But he doesn't know any of this. So I don't know what he's heard.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't know what's going on.
No. Well, that's what I'll see him tomorrow. So I'll, you know, let him know.
Right.
I had that paper, the fish paper, but I didn't make too much sense to me.
Yeah.
So you really have to have the other knowledge to go with it, so.
Yeah, that's why... When Germany came to the company to borrow money for their reparations because they couldn't pay it back.
Uh-huh.
Because they can't borrow it from the United States.
No.
So they're recognizing the Republic of the United States through this company.
I see. Well, that's real exciting.
So let's hope we can really turn this around.
That's right. Well, I'll do whatever I can, so.
Yep, I'm trying to.
Right. Well, all right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, and I'll be in touch with you.
All right, then.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, Dan Knight tells me that he watched a videotape from that gentleman up in Canada, and some of the things that he was told was that the United States military, about 6 months ago, confronted either the president or confronted our government, whether it was Congress or who else, and they told them that they're no longer going along with these no-win wars and sending our troops into these foreign countries to fight, that their oath of office is not to this government or to the president or any of those offices, that the oath they take is to the Constitution, and they gave them an ultimatum that they're either going to return to constitutional law in this country under their own initiative, which is to take place right away, or else the military was going to step in and take over the country, whether there was blood shed or not, and restore this to a constitutional republic under the Constitution as being the governing law again. He said that the guy up in Canada told him there's 4 men, I think, or 5 men involved in this company, international, they sell all over the world, and they can't do any business in the United States because of the total fraud and corruption involved with the banks and our government. They couldn't get in to do any business in this country. And Dan said that he was told that on December the 9th, the United States Supreme Court is supposed to hear the real 13th Amendment, which was allegedly passed and then hidden from us, which prevented titles and nobility. He said that made it all the way into the Supreme Court to be ruled on December 9th. He heard Robert Bork on another talk show and a radio talk show here just in the last week, and he asked him what he's been doing for the last year or so, and he said he's been out there doing everything he can to return constitutional courts to our country. We don't have any, and he says that they want to get back to the constitutional law, and they want to get constitutional courts back in the land, and he said that Rehnquist is also in favor of supporting that. He wants to get back to constitutional courts. the banking holiday, he said by December 17th, he said the Federal Reserve will be out of business, will be completely gone. The 19th is supposed to be a banking holiday. We're going to come out with a brand new money backed by silver, silver certificates, United States Treasury notes. There's only going to be five banks left, and they're all going to be called the Bank of the United States. All the other banks are all going under. They're all bankrupt. They don't have any money. And he said all this money that's been loaned out overseas, Congress hasn't got the authority to give away any of our assets or money, and that all of it that's out there is going to be demanded to be repaid and brought back into the country. What else is he said? The guy said it's a done deal, that this is all going to be in place before they announce it. And he said the military is not going along with nothing anymore to sell out our country. They're not having nothing to do with it. They're going to back the people, and they said they would renounce their oath of office if it has to. They're not going to allow our country to be turned over to these gangsters and this international crowd. And they're investigating and putting judges in jail right now. They have got over 110 judges, we were told, that have already been either resigned or pulled from the bench. That they've got several others under investigation. Four that we know of have already been committed to psychiatric wards for evaluation because they're not trying to fight what the military is doing. He said the military will investigate any of these misprisons of felony under Title 18, Section 4. All you have to do is make out the complaint, and they will conduct a private investigation. And they are the ones that are cleaning the courts up. We're still under some partial martial law in this country and have been, and that's why the military is going to clean it up. We're going to have a bunch of people arrested here down the line. A lot of them are going to be changing places. With people who are in the jails are going to be...
Yeah.
Internal Revenue Service is supposedly going to be a thing of the past. They're also going to be out of business because they're tied in with the Federal Reserve Bank. They're just the collection agency of those guys. That they're going to take a lot of these judges and Internal Revenue Service agents and the attorneys that have been prosecuting people, and they're going to prosecute them and put them in jail, and they're going to let everybody that's involved in the crime, that they've been charged with a crime by the Internal Revenue Service is in jail, is supposedly going to be released. They're going to be openly called nothing more than political prisoners, and they're going to get damages for three times the value of whatever they've lost through these illegal seizures and levies of property. And for those that have spent time in a jail, they're going to, won't even have to sue, I guess. They'll just have to state the value of their claim, and the government's going to pay them back with real money for three times the value of what they've lost. So. The guy said that's another one. It's a done deal. Congress is, and those people are meeting secretly to do all these things that need to be done to bring us back to a constitutional republic right now, and it'll be in place here by December 21st or 22nd. So, he danced for the first time, said he sees some real light happening in the country because we've heard of judges making good rulings out in Colorado and other places out west now where they've overturned these convictions the Internal Revenue Service got on these 1099 returns, saying that there's nothing wrong with what the people did. It was all within the law, and that the real criminals are the Internal Revenue Service and the prosecutors that prosecuted the people illegally and unlawfully. So they're going to have to return their farms to these people, and that the federal land bank, the Production Credit Association, and the Farmers Home Mortgage Companies, none of them are registered in any of the states, licensed or certified to conduct or do business in any of the states. They've been doing so fraudulently. It's illegal business practices. And they're going to have to return, if they don't return the land, they're going to have to pay back the farmers for the land they stole three times the value of the original price of the land that the farmers had stolen from them by these criminals. So. Yeah, it looks like this whole thing is coming unraveled, and it shouldn't be too much longer here before we're going to be back to constitutional government, and the real criminals are going to be the guys with the, I guess, the judges and the attorneys and the Internal Revenue Service and these crooked bankers are all going to be going to jail.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, they're going to get them for sedition, treason, and conspiracy.
Mm-hmm. And these are The reports you have are coming from a different section than the one that's on the other side of this tape.
Yep, and it must be good information because it's coming in from all over.
That's right.
And we're hearing more and more stories. It just confirms that's what's going on.
Well, that's true.
I know that judge in my case was told by my friend, the informer, that on the information he got, that Mr. Zatkoff is one of those judges that's under investigation for sedition and treason right now.
Mm-hmm. And we saw that New York judge was taken out.
Yep.
We've mentioned that. And so the people who get this tape are to read the paper that comes with it for immediate action.
Right.
And then, as the informer suggests, if you don't want to put your name on, just you can put any name on, and I guess your address. But they must hear from all 50 republics, all 50 states.
Yep.
So we'll just try to send it to as many as we can in the different states, and then just trust
tell
that
to distribute it to other parties and people that they know in other states, surrounding states, and get something going here. And they've only got a couple weeks to do it, so
that's right. We have
done fast. Just take our country back.
That's right.
Obviously, that Yahweh's opened up the door for us to take our land back.
That's right. That's right. So we praise the Father and thank Him for making this opening for us, and we'll do our part to get the information out and
right.
trust that each one will do likewise.
Yep.
So.
Man, this is exciting things. I haven't heard stuff like that. Man,
it's unbelievable.
What I heard there today.
That's right. Well, we could. I'm going to turn this off now.
Which one?
The fish company?
Oh, the Cosmos. Yeah. I called them today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I called the director.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of things that are going on. He says in the 7th of January is when all this will come to the head. Because on the 5th and 6th, although the minutes were written down that they would arrest them, they've already been notified of this.
I see.
There will be no physical arrest on the 5th and 6th of December.
I see.
But on the 7th, after I got done talking to him for about an hour, he asked me if I'd like to run for president.
Is that right? He said, sure.
The judicial system and everything.
Is that right?
Yeah.
My gosh.
He said that the reason why they want this out, the names won't be put in there, but when Germany asked them, and also France asked them, that where is their support? In other words, if they're speaking for the people, where is the proof that the people is what they're speaking for?
Mm-hmm.
And it said, of course, we had a red face because we couldn't produce any documented evidence of the American in the republics.
I see.
So that's why they are asking for this.
Mm-hmm. For the cards, you mean, or letters to be sent in?
Right.
Uh-huh. Right.
He said that, you know, whatever they can get, as much as they can get.
I see.
In that short a period of time, and because it has to appear as... Oh, he says, don't worry about the zip code. Zip. I asked him about that.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if we don't want to put the zip on there, we don't have to put the zip on there, it'll get there, because they have a full-time U.S. Marshal there collecting the mail.
Is that right? My gosh. It's just amazing, isn't it?
And they said that in 1890, in the government documents they had, that's when the United States sold out.
In 1890.
1890. And that the Federal Reserve existed in the mid-1800s
mm-hmm.
as a family, and it was just an organization, just like Uniform Commercial Codes, not incorporated, just an organization.
Mm-hmm.
And that after 1913,
mm-hmm.
they were incorporated in 1927.
I see. Isn't that amazing information?
Uh-huh.
And you really think this thing is breaking down then?
Yeah. From the way that they got it, he says the only thing we have to have is the support of the people.
I see.
And he says that no one is going to lose anything because they're wiping out all the federal loan programs and everything. They wanted to take it over and control it, and the government wouldn't let them.
I see.
So he says all the farmers are going to have all their property back, and not one bank will be able to foreclose on that property. In fact, all people's houses will be debt-free.
Is that right?
He says simply because they have the gold and the banks have paper.
And what about the taxes, like the property taxes?
He says, all that will have to be worked out.
Mm-hmm.
He says, but if you own the property in Elodium,
mm-hmm.
you'll pay no property taxes.
Well, you shouldn't, that's right.
The corporate state
mm-hmm.
that has bought everything in, and those corporations that it created have to pay the property tax.
I see. Wow.
So he says, they're trying their darndest to get it back to the Republic.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, everybody who will have to claim the money back, I asked him, well, what about all these people that has lost money and homes
mm-hmm.
and jobs and everything because of the IRS?
Right.
He says, well, that will be taken care of because it will have to be a claim form put in.
I see.
And just everybody who ain't going to be able to put a claim form because they will have all the IRS records as to what was taken from all the people.
I see, uh-huh.
Couldn't say, oh, they took $50 million from me,
mm-hmm.
only took $35,000.
Right, uh-huh, right.
It would have to be what is on, and they will have all the records from the IRS.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you have supposedly 300,000 foreign troops in this country.
Yeah, he says the Somalia thing that they have
right.
is a build-up, not to send the forces overseas, but to redo all the forces in this country for the takeover of the invasion of this country.
For the takeover of the... Now, tell me what you mean by that. The takeover of what? From the UN forces?
No. They want to have a planned invasion. Not this company, but the government wants to have a planned invasion and the buildup of the Somalian troops that are going to be sent overseas.
Right.
Is just a front
uh-huh.
for the building up of the rest of the guard in order to implement this right after the banks, because the Joint Chiefs of Staff had a meeting
mm-hmm.
and they just had it last week
mm-hmm.
and they had the meeting 6 months ago with the President
mm-hmm.
and the Navy Department says they will not, under any circumstances, unless Congress decrees it, leave this country and transport anybody over to a foreign country to defend it.
Is that right?
That was 6 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And they just had a Joint Chiefs of Staff meeting knowing that the banking collapse is coming,
mm-hmm.
what they're going to do as far as the military is concerned.
I see.
So he says they are really trying to nail them.
Mm-hmm.
And he said Perot is in the bunch with it, the same as Bogreitz.
And Bogreitz is too.
Yeah.
Ha. Isn't that... What about Jack McLam?
He didn't say anything about McLam.
What do you think about him?
I really don't know. I think he's on our side, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, so did I think Bo Greitz was.
Yeah, well, I've heard a lot about it. I sent you information on him, didn't I?
On Bo?
Yeah.
That was the Ruby Creek thing?
Yeah, with the Campbell had put out.
Right.
Yeah.
Got that.
A lot of people have said, patriots have said, we've been suspicious of him for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe that that man could be that way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if he's working for the government, that's, you know.
Oh, but, I mean, the people trusted him?
Oh, sure. Now, you're talking about treason, you know. What's the way to bring out treason?
That's right. My gosh. That's it. That's really something.
Like he says in the Bible, you know, you won't know who your real friends are.
No, you're absolutely correct. Well, that's very, very... interesting information. I was putting out a mailing on it, and I wanted to wait to hear if you had anything additional to, put together with it, so.
Yeah, well, I got a call from Las Vegas
mm-hmm.
and from Simon A. You know Simon A.?
Well, that's Bo's running mate. How does he figure in this?
He didn't know what was going on with Greitz. He really wasn't in tune with Greitz.
I see.
And he checked out the Sifuji.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that he said from Sifuji is he couldn't get the documentation. They wouldn't give him the backup documentation of what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
The man I talked to was in California. He says all the documentation is in Colorado.
I see.
With their home base.
Uh-huh. Now, that's, of course, for when they put us under the UN, right? Or the Constitution, I guess, wasn't that it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, in other words... the address you have there is from Belleville, but Cosmos is in Colorado.
Uh-huh, right.
They are chartered, they're domiciled for the corporation that was in Nevada.
Uh-huh.
So that's where their incorporation papers are in Nevada.
Mm-hmm. And yet they're a corporation, right?
Oh, yeah. but the corporation was taken from them,
mm-hmm.
the government. They got it back.
I see.
They tried suing the government in the corporate structure, and they couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they know how corrupt the judicial system, and that's why they're going in, and they're trying to clean house in the judges.
Mm-hmm.
He says they do talk to old judges who know of the common law.
I see.
But he says all these judges are retired.
Uh-huh. Right.
There's not one judge in this country that understands the common law outside the retired judges.
Is that right? My gosh.
He said, so we know how corrupt it is.
Yeah. Well, now the people that have taken over the government, taken over the country, they're going to fight in some respect, aren't they?
Oh, sure. They're going to put up a good fight. That's why they're Bush and everything, they're really running scared.
Yeah.
Because they're not backing down.
No.
And, you know, he says, we've got to have the people. He says, but you wouldn't believe how stupid people are.
I know it.
He says, and that's what really makes them sick.
Mm-hmm.
They complain about the government. They know they're getting screwed.
Mm-hmm.
They won't turn around and do anything because they're too high on the dole.
That's right. They bought them all off, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, there's some people that aren't that way, so.
But he said it even shocked them that John Glenn took the $2 million.
He took it, too.
Yeah.
My gosh. Now, these what was it, 122 congressmen now,
well,
they're to be...
They're going after more than that. They're going after about three-quarters of the House.
Really?
They are directly working with Gonzalez, but you don't see Gonzalez saying any of this on TV or anywhere.
No, no.
He won't say it.
No.
He is definitely working with them.
Uh-huh. Well, we have felt that he's been good all along.
Right.
He's about the only good one in there, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it?
He says there's a few other ones in there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but, you know, he says they're all told what to do.
Yeah. Now, did I understand it correctly? Each of those congressmen got $2 million?
Each, right.
No wonder they wouldn't do what was right.
Right.
That is some money, isn't there? Where'd that come from? Who paid them?
The banks, the families.
Yeah.
There's 185 members of the family, and they've got the original charter for the Federal Reserve in which the Federal Reserve stockholders have to absorb the losses, not the people, as they're led to believe.
Uh-huh. Right. Boy, that would make quite a book, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it would be real interesting.
That's certainly right, yeah. So the dates that you gave us last night are still dates to be to watch. Ralph, I spoke with Ralph today and told him about this, play back the information I had. Well, he was real excited about it. He said, we've got to get this out to the people. And so that's what I was doing, was making, you know, trying to send it out to the people, some of the people now. What was my question I was going to ask you about?
I gave it to Peter Simpson. I gave it up to Ralph. I faxed it up to Jeff.
I see.
And I got it to Vegas. I got it to Arizona.
Uh-huh.
That went to... I put it up into Philly,
mm-hmm.
and they've got it into Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And,
what about Alaska and Hawaii?
I haven't tried those yet.
No, I don't have anybody up there.
I know people up there that bought the book, but I don't have any fax number or nothing for them. And,
oh, I see.
I wouldn't know how to get in touch with them.
Yeah. Because apparently they have to hear from all the states, right? Or all the republics.
Yeah.
Well, those are two that I, you know, was thinking of.
Of course, Washington knows about this, and
mm-hmm.
Montana knows about this.
Right.
And I expect Idaho does now.
Right. Uh-huh.
But I haven't gotten down to Texas. I told a guy in Kentucky tonight, and I get that he's out in Arizona now, and I faxed this stuff to him tonight at
uh-huh.
the hotel that he's at.
Right.
So he's got it.
Uh-huh.
And I think Dennis has it in Illinois.
Oh, yes.
I told Phil Vanderwedge about it in Nebraska. I just talked to him tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He called me, and I told him about it.
Right.
I was going to get it down to a person in San Antonio, Texas. I'll have to call her.
I did send it to two people in Texas.
Oh, Okay.
Two good people down there.
Okay.
So you just hope that they. That's why I'm going to put the cassette tape in. And then I just wrote a little message on the other side of the Cosmos paper, and, you know, just that they know that it's important to get this out.
Right.
It's imperative, really.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And like he said today, you know, I asked him about why is he using the zip code, and he says, well, that's what people understand. He says, but you don't need to use the zip code because they definitely will get the mail because they're recognized as a republic now.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Because they put liens on all the banks,
right?
None of these foreign countries can borrow money from the United States because the banks are lien.
That's right, yeah. Oh. That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yet you don't see anything in the papers that would even suggest this. I mean, you see Clinton there, what about him?
He is put on notice to be indicted also because they found out he started back in 1970 to be lien for the job of president.
I see, well... I guess that whole thing with Gordon Cole in there, he didn't do what was right either.
Nope.
They went to him and he didn't...
Didn't do it.
In fact, one of the men here in town said, you know, that they had gone here. He was from that area. Was a friend of Cole's.
Yeah. And the fact that Clinton did this when he was in Congress.
So he's gone too. So who's president?
Well, that's why he asked me. He says, do I know anybody that would be a president in the Patriot system?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't want it.
Well, I bet Charles would take it.
Uh-huh.
He has a lot of capability. He's a strong man.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So I says, well, if you want someone for the judiciary, I says, well, I says, I might think about the judiciary.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's offered, you certainly have the capability. We have to take those jobs. Because if we don't do it, you know, then that's how the bums get in.
Right.
So... That's right.
I have quite a few people that I have in my mind that would be good for, you know, to run the government.
Mm-hmm.
That really knows what's going on and not, you know, some way off the wall stuff.
No, that's right.
I mean, we deal in reality today. We don't deal in the Bible of yesterday.
That's the truth, right. You're right.
And if we can bring the reality back to the people, you can't bring the Bible back to the people. Well, you got to bring reality back to the people first.
Well, the Bible wasn't meant for everybody anyway.
No.
And so they don't understand it to begin with.
Right.
But yet that's the law you're dealing with, isn't it? So.
So, you know, once you can get them back to the natural law. So
that's right.
Understand what natural law is.
Mm-hmm.
Now you say, well, hey, the Bible is natural law.
That's right. Isn't that funny how they questioned Thomas on that? Do you remember questioning him very closely? He'd looked at it at one time, but he wasn't involved in that now.
Right.
He sold out, too.
Uh-huh.
So, well, I'm wondering now how this will work out. What about the Supreme Court?
Oh, they're going after the Supreme Court. They've already notified them, too.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Huh, I wonder how that will affect Ralph's case in there now.
I don't know. All these courts, I'll tell you, they... and I told him that I called the... Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he knew the guy that I talked to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, this was an Army man. You spoke to a military man?
Yeah, Major Tribble.
Oh, I see.
Down in Washington.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to know, who do I file misprision of felony charges against state officials and state judges and federal judges?
Uh-huh.
And he says, go to a military post, go to the provost marshal, and lodge your misprision of felony complaint with them.
I see. Well, that's what Ralph heard on the tape that I played it for him today, so... He had that pretty much ready.
Oh, okay.
And so he was going to go, I think he probably was on that phone right away, hey, get that thing going.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
You heard the tape that I taped, right?
With Homer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did I play the tape that I had with the conversation with the Joint Chiefs of Staff with them?
No.
Oh, okay, because that's what I thought. I had asked Homer if, I thought it was Homer I wanted to, No, maybe it was another guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I tape recorded it from them.
I see.
And I thought I had played it for Homer yesterday.
No, you didn't play that.
Oh, okay. I had told him about what I had done that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so. Right, I think that's what you had said.
Yeah, but that's what Tribble said.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it we're in a state of shock listening to this.
Yeah.
I mean,
we'll just have to wait and see how the fall, how the cookie crumbles, and how everything comes down during December.
That's right.
I mentioned to him about the 15th on the bank holiday, and he says that he's going to have to check into that because that's not in their planned schedule, because the planned schedule is the holiday is going to be on the 18th, which is a Friday, because the 19th is when the FDIC thing comes into effect.
I see.
And the FDIC is going to have a $578 billion shortfall because they only got $79 billion to pay for the 578. So they're going to have $499 billion that they can't make. And the problem is they can't take control of the bank's assets because of the liens on it. In order to take control, they got to pay the lien holders off. And guess who the lien holders are?
Yeah.
Cosmos Seafood Energy
Cosmos,
Company.
Isn't that something? That is amazing.
So that's why they said this pretty well wrapped up, that we won't have any Federal Reserve after the first of the year.
My gosh. You know, if America goes down this way, the whole world's affected, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Do you know that they have treasury notes based on the yen now?
Is that right?
Yeah, and he says if anybody buys those treasury notes based on the yen, that shows you how stupid they are, because the yen is more powerful than the dollar, so therefore it's more powerful than the treasury note.
Huh.
And that's why they're basing the yen now, because there is no United States money, because it's all locked up in lien.
It's all locked up in lien.
And it can't be borrowed.
No.
So the Japanese using the United States is using the Japanese yen as the criteria for their treasury notes.
Just amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really asinine when you really think of what's going on and how they're trying to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to put down Cosmos and all the people in order to have the masses realize that we got a bunch of radicals trying to take over the country, and that's an invasion.
Yeah, that's right.
And you get local jokel out there that won't believe anything but what the government spoon feeds them.
That's right. They don't like it. They know things wrong, as you say, but they still hang on to that government, don't they? Or their churches.
Yep.
My gosh, what are the churches going to think of this?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a little shocking to put them out in left field somewhere.
That's the truth, right.
And make them realize that they ain't what they're cracked up to be.
No, absolutely not. They led the people astray.
Uh-huh.
Well, all right then. I'll go ahead and put that out and get it going then.
Yeah, okay.
And who was the person that was going to call me?
Peter Simpson.
Oh, Peter Simpson. That name's so familiar.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know. He wrote a book or something, didn't he? He's active in the movement, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He was in one of the Midwest states, and then his son died.
Uh-huh.
They took his daughter, and they went after him, and that's why they had to leave the state.
I see. I know that name is familiar.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go up there tomorrow and get that information that you wanted. I should have that tomorrow, and I'll send that to you, that book, you know, on the Prohibition.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I'll get that for you.
Right, because I'll use that and try to draft that up into James's habeas that he's got.
Right.
All I just need is a procedure in that court. I've got the rules of the Supreme Court and the appeals court and all that.
Uh-huh.
And I have worked and I have experience in there with directly on the mandamus.
Mm-hmm.
So it shouldn't be too hard to figure out how to bring that in.
Okay.
I wanted to know what he did when they refused him in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
He got it back in the right place.
Right. Okay.
So I know they have all, you can see the paper colors, yellow, purple.
Apparently that's true. They're very fussy on that.
Yeah.
But he had it in white. They returned it, and he spoke to somebody directly, too. I think he sent it back, but I'll find out just exactly how he did that.
Yeah.
So.
I had talked to him once.
Oh, I see.
That Charles.
Uh-huh, right.
And he was saying what he was doing on the Prohibition.
I see. Uh-huh.
He was saying that if he needed any help, give me a call.
Uh-huh. You know,
give me a call.
Uh-huh. Right. You know, he mentioned Saturday something about running for a senator.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. But he doesn't know any of this. So I don't know what he's heard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he doesn't know what's going on.
No, well, that's what I'll see him tomorrow, so I'll, you know, let him know.
Right.
I had that paper, the fish paper, but I didn't make too much sense to me.
Yeah.
So you really have to have the other knowledge to go with it, so.
Yeah, that's why, when Germany came to the company to borrow money for their reparations because they couldn't pay it back.
Uh-huh.
Because they can't borrow it from the United States.
No.
So they're recognizing the Republic of the United States through this company.
I see. Well, that's real exciting.
So let's hope we can really turn this around.
That's right. Well, I'll do whatever I can, so.
Yep, I'm trying too.
Right. Well, all right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I appreciate that, and I'll be in touch with you.
All right, then.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.